Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called A Trip to the North Shore Cabin. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. A Trip to the North Shore Cabin. It was the weekend of the big camping trip to the North Shore. Dad and Jordan were getting some chores done before they put the camping things in Dad's truck. We need to stop by the store to get some more rope before we leave for the cabin, Dad said. I want to leave by 4 o'clock. The North Shore cabin was deep in the forest, and he wanted to get there before it got dark. On the way to the store, Jordan smelled something burning. "Yikes," remarked Dad as he put the car in park. "That scorching smell is the car brakes. I think the pads are worn." As Dad inspected the brakes, he had a scornful look on his face. "Our trip to the cabin is not going to happen." Jordan uttered, "Dad, let's forget the trip to the North Shore cabin and work together to fix the brakes. Then we can relax and eat your favorite shredded pork sandwiches and chips for dinner." "You're right, Jordan," accepted Dad. "We'll make the trip to the cabin a different time." Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. It was the weekend of the big camping trip to the North Shore. Dad and Jordan were getting some chores done before they put the camping things in Dad's truck. "We need to stop by the store to get some more rope before we leave for the cabin," Dad said. "I want to leave by 4 o'clock. The North Shore cabin was deep in the forest, and he wanted to get there before it got dark. On the way to the store, Jordan smelled something burning. "Yikes," remarked Dad as he put the car in park. "That scorching smell is the car brakes. I think the pads are worn." As Dad inspected the brakes, he had a scornful look on his face. "Our trip to the cabin is not going to happen." Jordan uttered, "Dad, let's forget the trip to the North Shore cabin and work together to fix the brakes. Then we can relax and eat your favorite shredded pork sandwiches and chips for dinner." "You're right, Jordan," accepted Dad. "We'll make the trip to the cabin a different time." For the last reading, let's read the story using a whisper voice. It was the weekend of the big camping trip to the North Shore. Dad and Jordan were getting some chores done before they put the camping things in Dad's truck. "We need to stop by the store to get some more rope before we leave for the cabin," Dad said. "I want to leave by 4 o'clock. The North Shore cabin was deep in the forest, and he wanted to get there before it got dark. On the way to the store, Jordan smelled something burning. "Yikes," remarked Dad as he put the car in park. "That scorching smell is the car brakes. I think the pads are worn." As Dad inspected the brakes, he had a scornful look on his face. Our trip to the cabin is not going to happen. Jordan uttered, Dad, let's forget the trip to the North Shore cabin and work together to fix the breaks. Then we can relax and eat your favorite shredded pork sandwiches and chips for dinner. You're right, Jordan, accepted Dad. We'll make the trip to the cabin a different time. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.